Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
This is Rock the Flock on 89.7 WJHO and the Rock the Flock podcast for the week of Sunday, April 27th, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? Well, if you're just tuning in, it's the best show around because it is the home of Christian artists, and I'll put independent Christian artists. We do have a few labeled artists on the show, and I'm thankful that they asked to be a part of this, and I'm so blessed each and every week on who God brings to the show. This week, I've been waiting for this one for some reason. I don't know. I've got an excitement, and I'll say it in my spirit, and that's really got me. Well, let's just get to it. I have to get myself all, I usually don't get choked up on the radio, but I'm just blessed to have this opportunity. And I got a special guest this week, Mr. Dan Ukarik. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing really well, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Well, man, I am... Like I said, I'm super excited about this. I had a feeling. So what we're going to do, we're going to pull out the shovel. We're going to pull out the pick. And when we come back, we're going to dig into you and see what God's been doing in your life. And I know I'm going to be excited, and I know our listeners are going to be excited about what comes out.
Thank you so much.
So we'll be right back right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining the show. This week, we are blessed to have Brother Dan Ukarik on the show. Dan, the beautiful gate music. And before we get to all of that music, I need to know, and our listeners from all across the country would like to know, who are you?
That's a great question, Greg. I'm just a regular guy. I grew up in Chicago, Illinois, and God has taken me on a path that I never imagined in my life. And so right now, if you ask me, who are you and what do you do? I would say I'm someone who serves God in a full-time capacity. Internationally. So I live in Cancun, Mexico, and I serve vulnerable children and families here in Mexico. So I love what I do. I love being able to pour into other people. And I also use my music to do that as well. And I just love the way that God has kind of called me out of my comfort zone to do those things.
Yes, sir. Because I would say right now where you are is definitely out of anybody's comfort zone.
Yes, definitely moving to a different country and speaking a different language and things like that are things that I never imagined. But I have learned. I'm 42 years old now, and over my 42 years here on earth, I have learned one important thing, and that's do not say no to God. Because it seems like everything that I say no to God are the things he pulls me back to and says, yes, you are going to do this. it reminds me of Jonah.
Isn't that funny? I was talking to a coworker this week about this and God's purpose in your life that, you know, you can stray from that, mm-hmm. but the Lord will make it really tough. And yeah. And no matter how you want to get there, he's going to put you in his will and have you doing what he wants you to do.
Yes.
So where were you? You said Chicago before you went to Mexico?
Outside of Chicago.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And then moved. We actually, my wife and I and our children moved to Guatemala originally in 2012. And we've lived outside the States ever since then. So,
would you call yourself a missionary?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Man, to move to move your, not just your spouse, but your family, your children, you know, you have to be called by God.
Yeah. And I think that's something my wife and I talk a lot about, is just what's kept us here is our calling. Cause the work that we do is hard. It's hard to carry other people's burdens and see their struggles that they're going through and walk alongside them. But I think that's what keeps us in the fight, is really knowing that this is what God's called us to. And even though it gets hard and there's hard things about it, we know that God's, you know, that's God's purpose for our life. So
now are you through a church, through a ministry?
We work with a ministry out of Cincinnati, Ohio, called Back to Back Ministries.
Okay.
Yep.
That is, I mean, I think it's pretty cool. We have not had a, what I call a testimony on the show like this before. I knew we were getting into something really good. When you pack up, because a lot of people I've talked to on this show, they've packed up, left their families. One left their fiance to move to Nashville to do what God had called them to do. But I don't think we've had anybody pack up and do what you've done. And, you know, I thank you. I thank the Lord that he had that calling upon you and that you received it and you've done it, because I know he has blessed you for it.
Absolutely.
Well, all right. When we come back, before we get to your music, we're going to get into the Word of God. And I believe you have a scripture to share with us.
Yes, I do. Would you like me to share that now?
When we come back, we'll get that done.
Awesome.
So we'll be right back with Dan Ukarek right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you for joining the show. I hope you're enjoying all the music this week. We've got some new music added, which I'm super excited about. And in just a little while, my special guest this week, Dan Ukarek, will have a song for us, a brand new song to the show to play on the for the Beautiful Gate. And we'll get into music. But like as I always say, Dan, every week, God allows us to do many things, and people see what he allows us to do. But we are grounded in only one way, and that is in the Word of God.
Yes.
And so I believe you have prepared a scripture for us for the week.
Yes, the scripture I brought this week is Psalm 34:18. It says, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit."
Amen. And why did you pick that verse?
I chose that song or that verse specifically because it kind of tied into a period of my life where I was going through some loss. I had lost my father in 2023. He passed away. And this verse, through that time, the months following him passing, this verse just kept coming to my mind, and God just kept bringing the word, specifically the word near, to my heart. And so I had been wrestling for a while with, I hadn't written songs in a while. I hadn't been, writing in quite a while. So, I'd kind of been wrestling with that. And as God continued to bring the word near to my heart, I started to write a song out of that. And so, God just really used that verse to comfort me of no matter what we're going through, no matter how brokenhearted we are. And we see in the people that we serve, here in Mexico, we see in everybody goes through trials and goes through times when they are brokenhearted and they need to rely on God. And so it was just kind of an anthem for me throughout that time of God is near. And so I was able to write my first song that I'd written in probably 10 years after reading this verse and kind of meditating on this verse and what God had for me in that time.
Well, I appreciate you bringing that and sharing it, because you do. You have you're in a unique situation, and wow, what a verse to bring him near. And that's what we need. We need him in everything we do. I mean, that's why That's why we're here, is to serve him, and he needs to be as close as he can be.
Absolute.
Well, amen. When we come back, we're going to get into your music.
All right.
And talk about that. So that's what we get excited for. We get excited about the word, and we get excited about who you are and how God's made you up. But, you know, this show is all about music and the talent and the words that God has given you to pass along into those tunes.
Yes.
So when we come back, I think you'll intro a song too for us in the next segment, which will really be cool.
Honored.
Dan Ukerick right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio, and we are in the second hour of the show. Dan Ukerick has joined us from Cancun, Mexico. And everybody asked me, where's your guest from this week? And I said, I don't know. I said, probably Nashville. And I was a little off this week. But I'm honored, I'm blessed, and I'm blown away because, you know, we're on Zoom together. Our listeners can't see me, thank goodness. And they can't see you. But what I see is a man of God. I see a spirit about you, and it is the Holy Spirit. So, Brother Dan, thank you for taking the time to come on the show, to be stuck with doing the verse of the week and then bringing a verse. And then now we're going to have fun talking about your music. When did you know that you had talent and that you wanted to sing for the Lord?
I think I started being interested in music in high school. And growing up, I always loved singing. But I was very introverted, very shy, never wanted to be out in front of people. So when I started with music, I started playing drums, and it was perfect because I could express myself through music, but I was typically in the background, typically in church behind a shield or something, you know, like they put you in cages now. Uh-huh. And so I enjoyed playing drums and kind of being in the back. And I actually had my youth pastor, he knew that I could sing, and he started pushing me and said, "Hey man, you got to get out in front. Like God wants to use your voice, and you need to be faithful in that." So, through that youth pastor, he actually started pushing me and had me sing, a couple times in church. And then from there, it just, my love of singing and eventually songwriting kind of grew out of that.
How many songs have you written?
I've written probably 20 songs.
Been busy.
Yeah. I actually released a full length album back in 2014. And that was kind of with my first batch of songs. And then, like I said earlier, I had kind of stopped writing for a while. And then God recently brought that back and has started, putting that on my heart again to write.
Now the group name, the
Beautiful Gate.
Yes. Where did that come from?
That came from, the story in the Bible, of, I think it's Peter and Paul, I believe, that go to the Beautiful Gate, and there's the blind beggar, mm-hmm. At the gate. And I just love how, when the man asks for something, I believe it's Peter says, "I don't have any silver or gold, but I'll give you what I do have. And that's Jesus. Get up and walk." And I just was always so intrigued by that, of just kind of like, almost like a motto for my life of, you know, maybe I'm not the richest person. Maybe I don't have, monetary things to give you or things to give you, but I can give you Jesus. I can always give you Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so that's where the name came from.
Well, I think you brought a song for us to play today, and it's the song, "Come Lord Jesus, I Want to See." What inspired you to write the song?
Yes. So that's a song that I just recently wrote and just released on the 4th of April. And really, it just came from exactly what the title says. I want to see, like, what do I want to see? And what do we as Christians, I think, long to see in this world? I think we long to see restoration. And obviously that won't happen fully until Jesus comes back. But I think there's always that desire in our soul of we want to see things restored to what they should be. And so that's really where the song came from, just the cry of my heart. And some of the lines, even, I want to see peace in my life. I want to see foes reconciled. I want to see nations down on their knees. I want to see the church be the hands and feet and godly men take up the creed. I think it was really just a cry of my heart at the time that I wrote it earlier this year. And I love how the song turned out.
Would you do the honor of introing the song for us?
Absolutely. So this is Dan Ukerek with The Beautiful Gate, and you are listening to Come Lord Jesus, I Want to See on Rock the Flock.
It's Rock the Flock Radio, and again, I really appreciate you listening, tuning in, whether you're listening on the airwaves of 89.7 FM, WJHO, the Inspiration Station, if you're online at 897WJHO.org, or if you're on the Radio Alabama app and you just happen to find us, you've been, if you've listening, you've been blessed. If you haven't, hey, we got a podcast coming out Monday, and you can get to hear this wonderful man of God that we have on the show today. Dan Ukerek. Dan, thank you again for taking the time. Thank you for being the servant of the Lord that you are. Thank you for taking his call and taking your family to do that, to serve those who, man, they need it. Because we could do a 2-hour show, or if not longer, on the kids you touch and really what they need.
Yes.
All right. So before we go any further, can I say a prayer?
Absolutely.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, Lord. I thank you for this show. I ask you to continue to bless it, Lord, to bless the artists that are on this show, Lord, to be with Brother Dan and his family. God, that you will protect them, that you will bring a hedge of protection around them, that you will bring legions of angels to watch after them. God, that you will walk with him in this ministry. Lord, I ask you to protect the children that he's with. God, I know you have called Dan to them. Be with his music. Lord, let your spirit fill his pen, his voice. And God, walk with him each and every step of his life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. All right, brother. Well, how can people connect with you?
They can connect with me through social media. So Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all under The Beautiful Gate Music. I'd love to connect with you. You can reach out there, message me. I love connecting with people.
Well, I'm sure you'll have a host of artists, and I know what's really neat, what you're doing. I have a pastor friend in Uganda, and he runs an orphanage, and he has, I think he's over 30 kids now. And he'll connect with you.
Awesome.
So it's pretty cool. Well, all right, Brother Dan, anything that you would like to close the show with?
Just thank you for the opportunity, Greg. It's been a privilege and an honor to be here. Thank you for listening to what God's doing in my life and in my story. Thank you.
Well, God put you on this show to be part of a family, and now you're part of a family, and he put you on this show to be part of a purpose. So it won't be the last time you hear from me. There are bigger things coming, and I don't know what it is, but I just trust the Lord, And I just know that. So I don't know. I don't have to figure it out because he's already figured it out.
Amen.
So just the Lord be with you. Let him just continue to bless you. And like I said, to protect you and your family, to go out and be a blessing to those children, like I said, I know who really need it.
Amen. Thank you, Greg.
Well, thank you for tuning in this week. Thank you for listening. For Greg Wyckoff, for my special guest this week, Mr. Dan Ukerik. God bless you. It's Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.